With SRN News, I'm John Scott. International attempts to mediate in the Israeli-Hamas conflict continue with calls for a durable ceasefire and a longer-term solution.
International pressure is building not only for the current truce to be extended, but for new momentum to be injected into trying to find a way to resolve the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. The EU's head of diplomacy, Josep Borrell, has said that a Palestinian state in the West Bank, Jerusalem and Gaza would be the best guarantee for Israel's security and peace. There's been a growing chorus of such calls in recent weeks, but little detail on how the many obstacles that have long prevented any real progress on a two-state solution could be surmounted.
BBC correspondent Sebastian Usher with that report. A fourth swap of hostages for prisoners under the deal that was expected later today. So far, Hamas has released 58 hostages, including 39 Israelis during the current truce, while Israel has released 117 Palestinian prisoners. Also at SRNnews.com, Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer says he'll bring a Ukraine aid bill up for a vote on the Senate floor by December 4th.
Schumer writes in a letter to colleagues that one of the most important jobs facing lawmakers is passing a funding bill that will, quote, ensure we, as well as our friends and partners in Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific region, have the necessary military capabilities to confront and deter our adversaries. He's also setting the stage for a fierce battle with Republicans by refusing to include funding for U.S. border security. And although the bill includes aid for Israel, it also provides more money for humanitarian aid to Palestinians in Gaza, assistance some critics say will go directly into the hands of Hamas terrorists. Bob Agner reported.
The Dow is down 49 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 10 points. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse needs help.
The giant Christian relief agency is calling for volunteers to man the processing centers for its annual Operation Christmas Child program. Americans have dropped off millions of shoeboxes full of small gifts and the gospel for kids in poor countries around the globe. Now the boxes must be prepared for delivery. Volunteers can sign up at SamaritansPurse.org to work at centers in Atlanta, Baltimore, Denver, Dallas, and several other places. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians are severely persecuted in China, but they're not the only faith group in the crosshairs. A report by Human Rights Watch says the Chinese government has extended its campaign of closing mosques to regions other than the Xinjiang, where for years it has been blamed for persecuting Muslim minorities. China's efforts are part of a campaign by the ruling Communist Party to tighten control over religion. This is SRN News. Former President Trump, the front-runner of the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, hints at an expanded role for the military within the U.S.
Trump has spoken openly about his plans should he win the presidency, including using the military at the border and in cities struggling with violent crime like New York and Chicago. His plans also have included using the military against foreign drug cartels. The Insurrection Act, a law first crafted in the nation's infancy, would give Trump as commander-in-chief almost unfettered power to do so, an authority that is not reviewable by the courts. I'm Julie Walker.
Jill Biden has chosen a White House holiday decor that she hopes will inspire guests to feel like kids again. Magic, wonder, and joy is her theme. It celebrates the poem known as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. More details at SRNnews.com.